This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More Trump outrage in a speech he seemed to suggest that Second Amendment gun rights folks might have to take things into their own hands to stop Hillary Clinton from appointing judges unfriendly to their cause. Many interpreted his remarks as a violent threat. Justice Department investigators have found that African-American residents in Baltimore were often stopped or arrested without legal justification. Of the donors who gave at least $200 to Jeb Bush, Governor John Kasich of Oregon, or Governor Chris Christie, or Senator Lindsey Graham in Republican primaries, more of them have also contributed to Clinton rather than Trump, according to Federal Election Commission filings through June. For a change, the government of Mexico is cutting back on sweetheart deals that allowed Carlos Slim to build a monopoly of telephone and internet service in that country. His company, America Movil, is in steep decline, falling 24% in 2015 and almost 44% in the first 6 months of this year, compared with the year earlier periods. A closely watched metric of profitability on Wall Street has also fallen, and the company's stock has dropped by 39% in the past year. American Bar Association says it is professional misconduct to discriminate against or harass opposing counsel or anyone else for that matter in the course of practicing law. The ethics rule now forbids comments or actions that single out someone on the basis of race, religion, sex, disability, and other factors. Nearly two dozen state bars and the District of Columbia bar have similar rules. Since the two parties held their nominating conventions, Trump's lead over Clinton with Republican women voters has declined by 13 percentage points, according to polls conducted by the New York Times and CBS News. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Republican, says she will not vote for Trump. A growing number of Olympic athletes in Brazil are openly criticizing competitors who have a history of using performance-enhancing drugs. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.